You're listening to Health Radio. Talk radio. Just for the health of it. It's time to get fit, get healthy, and get information about better nutrition. It's the Sports Medicine and Fitness Show. Brought to you by the American College of Sports Medicine. Here's your trainer, Melanie Cole.
Hey, and welcome to the show. My guest, Michelle Pearl, owns a unique fitness program at imperfectfitness.com. She's also written the book, Wake Up, You're Probably Never Going to Look Like That, How to Be Happier, Healthier, and Imperfectly Fit. So, Michelle, when we think of weight loss and now with all the different reality shows out there, talk to us a little bit about the show, The Biggest Loser. You have a foreword in your book from one of their runners-up, I think.
Right, I do. The foreword for the second edition of my book was written by Kai Hibbard. She was the runner-up on the third season, and at the time, she was the woman who had lost the most amount of weight. And the reason why she wrote the foreword for my book is that she's been going out over this last year, and she's now publicly speaking about the incredibly dangerous tactics that she and some of the other contestants on the show ended up using to achieve those incredible big weight losses. Now, the thing is, that's a big deal that she did that, because they actually signed something that says that they can't go around divulging this stuff. But she had people coming up to her and saying, oh, I want to lose 30 pounds a week. How do I do it? I want to do it like you did, Kai. And she had such enormous guilt on it that her conscience would not let her continue to lie to people. And, you know, she dehydrated herself. She literally dehydrated herself to lose weight. She did a lot of things. A lot of those weigh-ins were not a week apart. They were 2.5 weeks apart to achieve those weight losses. It's the problem is not so much for the contestants who are on the show who are, you know, ready, willing, and signing their life away to do this. To me, the biggest issue is all of those people out there watching who want to emulate those huge weight losses. You know, do they really have 6 hours a day? You know, that's how long they put them through exercise every day. 6 hours a day.
Well, hold on a second. So let me stop you there, because first of all, it's very, very similar to what we've heard about the sticks, the models, you know, and what they do, or what wrestlers do to make weight, or what rock stars like Madonna do and working out 6 hours a day. So what they're doing is taking, instead of a model that's going to earn $10,000 for that runway shoot if she keeps her weight at 96 pounds, they're taking a really, really heavy person and doing those same tactics of dehydration, seriously overly intense workouts.
The show doesn't do it. Now, see, the show doesn't do it, but the show turns its back on the fact that the contestants do it.
As the photographers do for the models, and as the coaches do for the wrestlers, it's sort of a similar thing that's running around the country in different. It doesn't just hit the heavy crowd. It hits all different crowds, this intense need to lose a lot of weight fast.
The quick fix. And you know what really, really, really upset me, is when the primary trainer went on, which is Jillian Michaels, she went on the Joy Behar show on HLN in January of this year. I was driving, listening to a simulcast of this show, and when I heard her speak, my head almost imploded. It was so frustrating, because Joy Behar said to her, you know, I had understood that 2 pounds a week is what would be what people should lose for safe weight loss, which is what, you know, the American College of Sports Medicine, which is, of course, the preeminent sports authority, recommends, what everyone recommends, and because that's what's real, that's what's safe. And what Ms. Michaels answered was, quote, that, well, that might be a necessarily a healthy way to lose weight, and that she had people losing 10, 15, 20 pounds a week, and they're perfectly healthy, unquote. Then she went on to say that the recommendation to lose a rate of 2 pounds a week was, quote, a myth. A myth!
Yeah.
This is someone who's got, this show has got, you know, it's filmed in 90 countries. I'm sorry, shows in 90 countries, and it's filmed in 25 countries. You know what? It's got 9 million viewers a week, and this is the message they're getting out there. You know what? They had some guy lose 100 pounds in 7 weeks and another one, you know, lose 34 pounds in 1 week. It is that message that is going out to all the people out there who then, when they struggle, when they try to lose weight, maybe they exercise, boy, if they can get that 1 hour in a day, you know, that would be fantastic. You know,
so you're looking at this as an irresponsible message,
yes,
to send
absolutely
to both, because obviously we have this childhood obesity epidemic going on in this country,
yes,
and for all of the people out there that have been struggling with their weight, you're saying that this is really sending this irresponsible message that, yes, it's okay to do these drastic measures if only to get the weight off.
Well, see, they don't advocate that on the show, but what they are advocating is, you know, if you ever watch the weigh-in, which kills me, it kills me, that they put these people on in the least amount of clothing possible. So
yeah, I can't even watch that part.
No, you can see every single roll, you can see the man breasts, you can see the whole thing. You know, why they can't be wearing a t-shirt, only heaven knows. They have to take that off to get on the scale, you know? What they do is, if this person gets on the scale and has a single-digit weight loss, in other words, they only lost 9 pounds in 1 week or something, you know, sad, like 5 or 6 pounds in 1 week, which would be double and triple what they should be losing in 1 week, this hush of shame rolls through the studio as if the person had strangled a puppy. You know what? You are a loser. You're awful. You don't know what you're doing. You're not going to succeed if you only lose 9 pounds a week. You know how insane that is? That's insane, and that is the message week after week after week that America is being given, and the world who watches this show in many, many countries is being given, and it is completely not only irresponsible, but I believe it's dangerous.
Well, it is dangerous, and so when you look at shows like this, and people are watching these shows in droves, so they're obviously interested, and just like you, I feel terrible that they have to put these people in these little, you know, skimpy outfits. Oh my God, it just amazes me that they agree to go on TV like that.
You know
that.
Why they agree, though? You know why they agree, Melanie?
Because they're that desperate. Mm-hmm.
Because they're desperate. I've been that desperate. I understand that before. I've done all the desperate stuff, like the diet pills and all the desperate stuff. But think about it. You know what it is? It's a giant diet pill, that show. And let's look at why diets. What is a diet pill? A diet pill is going to do what? It's going to cut back your appetite for a little bit, or it's going to flush out some crud out of your system for a little bit for a temporary weight loss. But what it cannot do is change your metabolism, so that the moment you stop consuming these pills, the weight is going to fly back on because your body is going to tell you you're hungry, you're going to eat. This is exactly what happens with the contestants on this show. I mean, they did a follow-up of the contestants on this show, and it was unbelievable. According to a 2009 Today Show follow-up, from the first 7 seasons of The Biggest Loser, 39 of the contestants who reported their after statistics, only one weighed 1 pound less than her current weight. The other 38 had gained the weight back, on average, 25 and a half pounds. And the big winners, the biggest winners, gained back, and for the first 3 years, gained back 92, 55, and 175 pounds. You know what? It doesn't tell you how to do it right. It doesn't teach you. It is a temporary and very, very dangerous fix. You need to do it slow, and you need to do it right. It's the only way you're ever going to keep it off, and that's the message that America needs to get.
Okay, so give us your best advice in the last minute and a half here. I don't know if you can do that, Michelle, because you're great and very energetic. But give everybody your best advice for losing weight, keeping it off, helping with their cravings.
You know what? There are so many things, but really, obviously, exercise. You got to do it. You know what? Bite the bullet. Find something you love. That's the key. It doesn't have to be the torturous hell like you see on The Biggest Loser. Find something you love and exercise, and that's going to be a start. And then after that, you need to understand that you got to eat all the time. You got to calm those cravings with things that you like. And, you know, my main thing is I just like want everyone to know that if anyone who's ever suffered with any kind of weight problem, they need to understand that they're not weak, that losing weight has nothing to do with some sort of imagined willpower. And you know what? They really can be happier, healthier, and imperfectly fit.
And imperfectly fit. And tell people, Michelle, where they can find out about your book and your website. You can go ahead and give it all out now.
Sure, no problem. They can get the book on Amazon.com. Make sure you get the second edition. It is available there or on my website, where I also have my DVDs, and that's at www.imperfect, that's I-M-perfect, imperfectfitness.com.
Imperfect Fitness. And boy, what an energizing show. We were talking about diet myths, ways to combat your weight loss, cravings, certainly the essential combination of exercise and diet, and really exercise and weight reduction, watching what you eat, writing down what you eat, combating those cravings with things that are a little bit less damaging. Remember, if you want to podcast any of the great information that we gave today, and we sure did give a lot of it, Michelle was very energetic, you can go to healthradio.net. Look for the ACSM logo, go to the show page, and download that podcast. Put it on your Facebook page and Twitter it. Tell your friends, send it to your iPhone, because these are the ways we can pass these great messages around that we're giving you here on Health Radio, in particular, the Sports Medicine and Fitness Show. I'm Melanie Cole, and thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.